Listening to Levs and talking about how you guys have such a unique travel schedule with, you know, back to back and then a week off, and now you're back here and traveling. Is this something, you know, talking about as a team, the challenges of being a team and, you know, being out of hockey bags and, you know, hotel rooms and figuring all that out? Is that something you're talking about now, or are you just kind of trying to learn as it goes?
I think it's something that we're definitely learning as we go. There are a bunch of girls who've been playing on the Whitecaps even when it wasn't a professional league, so they're used to kind of sporadic games. And for me, playing back-to-back, it feels a bit like college too. So I do like it. I hopefully someday there'll be even more games, so we'll be playing every weekend, even if it is back-to-back. But right now, we're just, everyone learns how to take care of their body best. We're taking everything as it comes and just doing the best we can when we get out on the ice.
Are you going to tell your D partner, Amanda Bouillier, to shoot a little bit more? She's got two already now, I think, and just shoot high, right? Is that the message you're going to send to her?
It should be. She's got a great shot, and it comes off so quick. I don't think I even saw her release it this time. All of a sudden, it was in the net. So I'm really, really lucky to be playing with her. I think she's one of the best D I've ever had the pleasure of playing with.
3-0 start for the team, having given up that many goals other than today. Anything that you guys can work on to get better at?
I think there's lots we can still work on. I think our D is partly really strong. We've got an amazing goalie, Amanda Levier. I had the pleasure of playing with her in college, and so I was really happy to continue getting to play with her here. And just to things to work on, continuing to move our feet, winning races of the puck, winning the battles along those boards, little details that we'll hopefully get better at as we get more practice and more games.
What was the biggest thing that was talked about in the first intermission, being how it was a little bit sloppier compared to how the rest of the game went?
Definitely, I think we talked about getting our legs going, and that was something that starts with one person. When you see one person moving hard and winning some race, it really encourages you, and we just need to build off each other and take that momentum.
Playing in these big arenas is like old hat for you. You've won an Olympic medal, stuff like that, right?
I was excited. I haven't been in this rink before, so that was really cool. And a really good crowd, too, behind us. Not necessarily for us, but still, it's fun to see a ton of people coming out to watch women's hockey.
Your first three programs, has it gone just as you've expected, I would assume?
It's been great so far. I wasn't quite sure what to expect. You know, there's a lot of really good teams that were playing the defending champions in our first four games, so we knew it was going to be really, really important that we came off and had a great start. So I'm excited that we have another game tomorrow, and then we'll get some more time to work on those things we need to work on, and then we'll get to play a few more games next weekend.
As a D who plays so many minutes for your team, did you notice anything different about the Riveters, this being the third time you played them, from maybe that first game?
I think I definitely noticed their forwards were putting a ton of pressure on us, and it's hard to play under pressure like that. So I think that's something that we're going to have to keep working on, is moving it up to our forwards and having our forwards take it from there. But they're definitely a great team, and we've had three really good games, so I'm excited for another.
Thank you so
awesome.
Much.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.